Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
I wonder if you've ever run out of petrol or diesel, if that's your thing. I never have, and that's not because I'm particularly good at looking at the fuel gauge. It's because I would absolutely die of embarrassment if the AA man came to me and found out all I'd done was forgotten to put petrol in. I just dread the withering look. The same withering look, I have to say, that I got when I went into our local shop in Cosham to get a new battery for my watch because it's going a bit slow. And I walked in and I gave the watch to the woman at the counter. She had a look, and then she looked at me with a bit of a withering look, and she said, "Do you do a responsible job, sir?" I thought, oh, that's amazing. You could tell that by just looking at a watch. And I said, yeah, I do, actually. She said, yeah, we usually find that they're related. I said, oh, what do you mean? And then she showed me the back of my watch, which you can see the innards of because it has a glass at the back. And she said, this is an automatic. It doesn't have a battery. Withering looks. I'm going to take you away from withering looks and bring you back to that reading that Peter gave to us from Acts chapter 2 about the very first Pentecost. And I want us to have a think about what the disciples would have been going through, not just on that day, but in fact, the 3 years leading up to that day. If you like, up to very recently, the disciples would have had 3 years of running on a spiritually full tank because they'd been with Jesus for 3 years. And they'd seen him do miracles, they'd heard the amazing teaching that he gave. They would have been full spiritually. And then we get to Holy Week. And gradually, day by day, their spiritual fuel tank, if you like, was getting lower and lower as things seemed to be turning against Jesus, until we get to Good Friday, when they'd absolutely hit rock bottom. And they'd watched Jesus die, and then for 3 days they were running on empty. And then we get to Easter Day, and Jesus is risen, and the old fuel tank fills up again. They're absolutely ready for anything. And then for 6 weeks, they're fine, aren't they? Yep, the fuel tank's okay. Jesus pops up and doesn't pop up, but nevertheless, they know he's around, and that's great. And then we get to Ascension Day, and Jesus is taken back to heaven. And he says to them, you've got to wait now. I have gone, but somebody else is coming. And gradually, of course, the old fuel tanks start to empty again. And it's really interesting. If you were to read the chapter before the one that Peter read to us, you'll discover that one of the first things that they did was to vote on a replacement for Judas. And they cast lots. And you think, why would they do such a ridiculous thing? Why, when everything was happening, did they decide we're going to vote on a new disciple? And I think maybe it's because when you're running on empty, when you're not really connecting with the Lord, when you're not praying and seeking, then sometimes you just rely on your own strength. And in that strength, you just have to do something. Have you ever been there in life where you've just got to do something, however ridiculous it feels? Perhaps we shouldn't be too hard on the disciples. They didn't have the gift of the Holy Spirit, but we do. And with that history in mind, we come to the first Pentecost, where the Spirit came upon them in a way that they never experienced before. That great power from on high came and filled them. It was awesome. The writer of the book of Acts is called Luke, and Luke wasn't there in the room at the time, but he would have found out what it was like by talking to the other disciples. So what was it like? I'm writing this book for my friend Theophilus. What was it like on that Pentecost day? And they tell him. And it's such an awesome experience that they can't quite put it into words. But they know that the whole experience was audible. There was a sound like a rushing wind, Luke writes. And they knew it was visual. It was so amazing. It was like, well, what seemed like tongues of fire in the room coming to rest upon us. But even though they couldn't quite work out what it was, what they did know was it was an absolutely life-changing experience. They were not the same again. Peter got up and spoke. They got up and spoke about Jesus in languages that they didn't know, so that people were suddenly hearing the gospel in their own language. It was a pivotal moment in our history, because never again would the people of God be without that amazing power source. Never again would Christians have to run on empty. And all this had been foretold centuries before by the prophet Joel. Peter quotes him in that sermon, and he says, Joel writes this, he says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. I had a big birthday last year, which means I am now a dreamer and not a visionary. He says, your old men will dream dreams. Your young will see visions. Even on my servant, Joel writes, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit on those days. I'll show wonders in the heavens and the earth, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That was Pentecost then. This is Pentecost 2021. And I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Are you running on empty this morning? Are you running on empty? I don't need to remind you that this last year has been, well, the worst in living memory. You know, the church hasn't met properly. When I became a Christian 35 years ago, I could not have dreamed that there would be a time when we wouldn't be able to physically go to church. I couldn't have imagined that there would be a time when singing praises to God would be banned. It's been a really hard year. Some of us have been ill. Some of us have lost loved ones. And it would be so easy, so understandable, just to become disconnected a bit with God, because we're not getting the fellowship that we need to really fuel our faith. It would be easy to do that so that our spiritual fuel tank is on E. And actually, if we are really honest, it may not be on E, but it may not be on full either. If you're feeling that your tank isn't full this morning, do you know what? There's good news. Jesus spoke to his disciples and he said this. He said, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, to them the door will be opened. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more will your Father in heaven give to those who ask? Never again will the followers of Jesus be far from the heavenly petrol station ever again. All we need to do is ask. We do not need to run on empty. God is offering us a gift this morning, and indeed every morning, every afternoon, every night, every day, to everybody. Come and receive the gift afresh of the Holy Spirit. In a moment, we're going to listen to some music that Carol's going to play for us. And Max and I have got some olive oil. It's been scented with spikenard, which was the perfume used to anoint Jesus' feet before his burial. And this is just a simple symbol. But you know, it's a powerful one. Olive oil was used in the Old Testament as a sign of God's anointing and the filling of the Holy Spirit. In fact, our Queen was anointed with olive oil just at a special moment in her coronation. In fact, for her, it symbolized that God was anointing her for the task to come. And for her, it was so sacred that that was the one part of her coronation that was not allowed to be filmed. Olive oil is a powerful sign of the coming of the Spirit. And because we're being COVID compliant, we've got lots of Q-tips, one for everyone. And as the music plays, I'm just going to invite you, if you'd like to come and receive an anointing of the Spirit, then just come and we'll anoint you with a cross of oil. If you come, maybe put your hands out as a sign that you want to receive. Max and I will just say the very simple words, come Holy Spirit. And if you respond with that, come Holy Spirit, that will make it your prayer, not just our prayer. And if you're watching this at home, you can do this with some oil from home, just to pray, come Holy Spirit. Now, there may not be the sound of a rushing wind. There may not be tongues of fire filling St. Thomas's and resting on our head. But wouldn't that be brilliant? It may not be that, but do you know what will happen? Because the promise of God is there. God will meet you. Because he has said that when we ask, he will give. So are you running on empty this morning? Come, ask, receive.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.